If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit while taking this fall. She gon' do the race, just not this fall. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you were here for. You boom, boom, boom. Leave a trail of heartbreak, get hearted like it cool.
Yeah.
I guess way too late, it's convenient for you.
That's way too late. It's convenient for you. I want y'all to tap in. Thank you for watching another episode of It's Up There Podcast with your boy Luna Luciano. I am your active and attractive host for another episode of the fastest growing podcast on the market right now. Mellow vibes today. Real big homie vibes today. You know, first of all, of course, if you're not new to this, you know what the routine is. Y'all just sit back. And if you are new to this, and you're listening to the audio version of the podcast and you want to see the video version, I need you to head over to YouTube right now and go to FOGFOTV. Subscribe, like, and share there. If you are looking at the video version of the podcast and you want to tune into the audio version of the podcast, I need you to go anywhere you get podcasts and tap in It's Up There Podcast with Looney, and we'll pop up. The numbers are interesting. You know, the numbers are interesting from a standpoint of I now see that my downloads and listens on like just the podcast side are like 5 times my video views. So something I have to do to connect those two things, you know, and just put myself in a position to be able to capitalize on the content. I'm getting so many so many new fans, so many new listeners, so many new supporters, so many new people hitting me up saying, yo, you got what it take. You know, you heading in the right direction, and I want to thank y'all for that. As you know, in this game, you know, it's a slow burn. It's a slow burn for most people. We are already in the top 30% of podcasting in the world. Just being able to get 10 and 15,000 downloads each episode, which is a beautiful thing. So I want to thank everybody that tunes in and listens and shares and telling people, hey, man, look at homeboy really be kicking it. So I appreciate that. And also, I do want to step back a little bit, you know, not backtrack, but step back. Because a lot of people that know me and listen to me, you guys don't get a full scope as to the thinking of Loon, as to the thinking of Loon, because I'm about to take the EY off for my name as I no longer indulge in some of the things that that made me inherit or made me that loony character. You know what I mean? I'm about to take the EY off of that and just go by Loon, thinking that's probably the right thing to do as I grow and become smarter and wiser. But a lot of y'all that know me, you know, I don't necessarily ever get to the side of giving any sort of flowers to the people who, you know, my predecessors or the people that who kind of put a foot in the game and kind of led the way. Because I'm too busy in this fight for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm so busy down here fighting for us, fighting for the people that need access to the audience and fighting for the people that need access to the information that's already been evaluated and recognized as being valuable. You know, so sometimes I get lost in that, in which I'm just pushing the gas. Like, you dudes ain't giving us no access to audience. You dudes and somebody like a Joe Budden. You know, I say read the room. You know, you keep doing these girl podcasts, but the number one show on your network is an all-dude podcast, which lends itself to say that all your listeners are probably guys. You know, so when you throw a girl podcast down, it doesn't do as well. You got to kind of just read the room. Now, I understand that you're trying to build something and say, well, we got the guys on Smash, let's get the girls. But I wonder, does that speak to the insecurity, you know, of not getting another guy podcast? Because it's just like McDonald's only having the quarter pounder with cheese. It's like, nah, we got people that come here for burgers. Like, some people like that quarter pounder, but we got to also have Big Macs. We got to have a cheaper burger. We got to have a $1 McDouble type thing. You know, we got to have several different of the same thing to kind of serve our audience in a way that's going to be lucrative to us. You know what I mean? So sometimes I just look at certain things like that and those are kind of the things that I drive in and some of the things that I kind of put on the forefront of what I want to talk about. But today I just want to kind of give flowers to a couple of guys and say that, man, you know, Loon salute you. Loon see you. Loon, you know, respect what you gave the game and respect how you came in the game. You know, you got your Norris, your Fat Joes, your Charlemagne's, your Joe Buttons, your Wallows, your Gillies. You know, all of these people are in this space, your Queens Flips. You know, all of these people are in this space that I'm in and they're thriving. You know, but again, I do think, you know, that the access to audience still has to be a conversation. You know, but I do want to give you guys a big ups and say shout out to y'all and clap it up for y'all, man, just for being kind of at the forefront of the game and giving hope to young entrepreneurs, young podcasters, young content creators, you know, all across the world, saying, man, if they can do it, we can do it. Now, my position in the game is a little different because I'm from a standpoint of saying, hey, we're looking for access to the audience. I'll teach you dudes how to get some money. Now, of course, I don't need you guys to get, like, I can build it up like I'm doing now, right? So if all else fails, I'll hike up the hill, right? But it'll be cool if, you know, somebody could kind of throw you an alley-oop. Like, you always hear me talk about the Joe Rogan effect, where he gives handoffs. You know, he give handoffs to guys. Boom, come here. Now you good. I see him now building up Tim Dillon, which is a very entertaining guy. He's a very entertaining comic. You know what I'm saying? But the access to the audience. The access to the audience. As I tell y'all over and over again, is the most important part of this game. You see what I'm saying? Now, if they give me access to audience and I do nothing with it, then everybody's supposed to say, man, Loon, what was you talking about? You dumb and stupid. You see what I'm saying? But I can guarantee you, with access to audience and with me being such a creator, we won't have those issues. And then I'll put in place some sort of structure that allows people to get access to the audience. But I want to give a shout out to Charlamagne. You know, the Black Effect Podcast Network. I want to give a shout out to even, Nori. You know, I was talking to my homeboy yesterday about, you know, getting in this podcast game. And I told him, man, like, until you get 100 episodes, it ain't even, you ain't took it serious. Not because you ain't took it serious, but because that's about long that it's going to take for you to kind of understand your wheelhouse, kind of understand your audience, kind of understand what you bring to the game, what you're taking from the game, what your position is in the starting five, you know. And so when I look at it, you know, I told him, I said, when you look at somebody like Nori, kind of put the blueprint out there, not only him, but a couple of different people. You know, when I look at Nori, I say that he's more so, you know, I know Joe Budden just did the Patreon thing, which is cool. And I know Charlamagne has the Black Effect thing going, which is cool. And he got a book thing going, book company going. But when you look at Nori, he's showing you, and I want to break it down in layman's terms for everybody that kind of don't understand what I'm saying. So just follow me and I'm taking you somewhere. When you look at Nori and you see somebody like Nori, What that shows you is, as long as you own your content, right, you can do what's called repurpose your content. So you take one video and you get paid 8 times off of it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, teaching you how to repurpose your content, right? So you take one video and you get paid 7 times off the one video. You get paid off the podcast side, which is just your audio side. So you take your audio and you put it on Spotify or you put it on Apple, wherever you put in, you know, your podcast at, and then you insert ads there. So that gets you some revenue on that side. And this is game that I'm not sure that, you know, people are giving out or even speaking about. So it's important that I do so. So you get paid there. Then you take your video side and you put the full video on YouTube. Say it's a 2-hour video. You put that on YouTube. You get paid there. Then you take and chop it in clips. And you put that on YouTube. You get paid off each one of those clips. Now, this is still the same recording. So now what is that? That's 1, 2, 3. That's already 3 streams of income on one recording. Then you take it, hopefully, if it gets big enough, and you license it to Revolt or, in our culture, we're looking for Revolt to give a check to us, you know, as you license it to Revolt. And then that puts you in a position to get another check for it. Then they put it on their YouTube. That puts you in a position to get another licensing check for it. And then, you know, when you see documentaries like a Showtime documentary, stuff like that, you need to try to get you a check from that. And even academics, I want to speak on academics for a second. I think what academics is doing is he's making money right now, but if he's not careful, he's going to be taken out of the history books. You see what I'm saying? So if I was academics, and this is a game I'm giving academics, I need to charge for this. This, I'm a consultant, you know? I'm a consultant, so I need to really be charging for this. But for the sake of my content and my podcast and my listenership and viewership, I'll give it to you. If I was academics, I would be on every single documentary you see on Netflix, Showtime, HBO, any place they doing a hip hop documentary, I'll be there. But I think what he's doing is he's staying away from those things and probably charging a crazy number. Or maybe, you know, I'm not sure why. So I don't, it's not my job to speculate on that. But if I was him, I would be in these documentaries because they live forever. You know, when you talk about a Tekashi 6ix9ine documentary, you don't see academics. That's strange. When you talk about a hip hop, like if I was him and had that position, I would leverage that in order to start putting myself in those history books. You know what I'm saying? Because this internet thing is going to live for a long time, but we really don't know what will happen with it. But we do know those documentaries and things will be passed down and passed along, you know, to people. But nonetheless, repurposing your content is the hustle when it comes to this. And when you see somebody like Joe Budden go behind the paywall on Patreon, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You got your Tim Dillons, your Brian Callens. You know, all those comics been doing this. All those Joe Rogan elk people, they've been doing this. Joe Rogan just doesn't have to do it because he generates so much income from the from his podcast that it's not necessary to do. And so he's you know, he's in a great place. But also shout out to Joe Rogan. Also shout out to Bert Kreischer, right? When I was talking about this game and this podcast in space. You know, shout out to your mom's house. You know, shout out to, you know, Tim Dillon, Bert Kreischer. Who else? Brian Callen that's making his comeback. Who else does real good numbers in this space? On a podcast side, even, I'm not sure if it's Jake Paul or one of those guys do really good numbers too. One of those YouTube guys on podcasting. But so speaking of that, this is where you would also see some of your favorite shows repurpose the content and put it as podcasts. You'll see Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is probably on the podcast chart somewhere, and they just repurposed the radio show. They kind of started it. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's what's so dope about podcasting. And you see, I don't have any notes. I haven't got that yet because I don't think it's necessary just yet. But I said Nori brought it to the game, but really Breakfast Club brought it to the game, where they gave you a radio show, repurposed it as a podcast, repurposed it as a video segment, repurposed certain segments in there as Donkey of the Day and Rumor Report as they standalone segments, right? And so you're repurposing that content, in which why you see them get such big deals when they re-up with iHeart. So shout out to them as well. So just a beautiful thing, just understanding the game and wanted to put y'all down in regards to that. You know, I'm in a position to understand all those things, but I also have innovative ideas that I won't spill out on camera because there's so much. There's a lot of scavengers. You know, they look on the internet all day for these things, and they steal little ideas, and they take it to their friends, and they take it to their rich homies, and they never mention your name. They never say, well, there was this dude named Looney I got that from, and he's the person that kind of put me down on that. They rather act like to get favor with their boss. They rather act like they're coming up with these ideas. So I got to be careful with what I say. And not how I say it, but with what I say. Now, if I make a decision to say it, I'm going to say whatever I want, how I want. But I got to be careful with what I say, as it is attached to my children and my family's future and my financial security in this space that we call podcasting. So wanted to give y'all a little game on that and a little update on that. And speaking of our culture, you know, we live in a strange culture. We live in a culture where we see, you know, Kodak Black, Bobby Shmurda come home. you know, last week I spoke about Kodak Black. You know, this week Bobby Shmurda got out. So I want to say welcome home to Bobby Shmurda. Welcome home to Robbie Rebel. Up top guys, you know, up top in New York. Got a lot of love when they came home on the exit. You know, Bobby Shmurda made it known that Quavo's been there from the whole ride. So shout out Quavo being a real one, you know, being a stand-up guy and just ride that out with the homeboy. But again, we see it again. We see it again where we got Shmurda come home and everybody's in love with Shmurda. When Shmurda was up there in the can, I'm sure he didn't get many calls. I'm sure he didn't get many people reaching out to him. You know, some of these same people that want to throw a hat on him. Some of these same people that want to wear a certain shirt and endorse these things for free. You know, I'm sure that they didn't reach out to him. This is the game we're part of. It's the fake it. It's the fake like you love. It's the fake like you care. You know, now, with that being said, I do like to see him being on the forefront of some attention outside of the colorful head guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I heard a couple of people saying, well, this generation really didn't have someone that was that real. You know, didn't have someone that was that stand up as far as the game was concerned. I said, well, you know, this is their kind of like their big meat or kind of like their, you know, being able to say, man, this dude really kept it gangster and took more time. So for those of you that may not know Bobby Shmurda, let me back up because my audience is a little bit unique. I'll say that. Those of you that may not know who Bobby Shmurda is, Bobby Shmurda was at the height of his career. I think it was around 2013, 2014, something like that, with a song called Hot Nigga. And he got indicted. It was allegedly a part of the Crip gang in which they indicted him for some conspiracy charges involving murder, racketeering, and selling drugs and things like that. And I used to think that it started with Tekashi, with the whole grab the rapper and hope they snitch. And the only reason I said that is because Bobby and them stood tall. So I want to retract that. It really started with Bobby. They grabbed Bobby and them, but nobody folded. And they gave him 7 years, 6 years, 7 years, things like that, 8 years. Some people got more time. Some people got less time. But they got time nonetheless. Now, with Tekashi, they grabbed Tekashi, and Tekashi turned over. Now they grab Casanova and trying to see what's going on with Casanova. You know what I'm saying? So it really started with Bobby Shmurda, where they kind of used his records and said that he was kind of financing the gang in regards to, you know, his position in the rap game and how he was leveraging that to kind of make sure that the gang was in a financial secure situation to be able to carry out some of the criminal activity that they alleged that was taking place. But we saw Bobby going there, stand up tall, you know, never say nothing. And this is less about celebrating criminal activity and more about celebrating accountability and more about celebrating guys that take their lick. You know, if something happened and you stand up tall and look, I got to deal with what the universe say belong to me. You see what I'm saying? I got to deal with what the universe say belong to me. It ain't on me to try to wiggle out of that and get some more people in trouble. If the universe say it belong to me, it's mine and I want everything that belong to me. Now, if it ain't mine, that's a different thing. But if the universe assign it to me, I got to wear it. And I got to stand tall wearing it, as I know I got young boys, you know, two children looking at me to see if I'm ever fold. To see if I'm a, you know, man, daddy seemed to be somebody that's stand next to his word. And hey, man, if somebody approach us like this, daddy take care of it. How he going to respond when things get rough? You know what I mean? And so I think it was important for them to see that. Now, Smurda comes home and everybody wants to act like they love him. Everybody wants to act like they care. But the whole time, I know what it's like on the other side. I know what it's like to be like, man, ain't nobody checking in. You know what I'm saying? Now, they know I ain't got life, so it make it a little better. But can you imagine the people that they think never see the light of day again? Like a sea Murda? It's people that's just ducking him. They ducked him for so long, and now they forgot. They don't even mess with him no more. So free sea Murda. I see they just let Mac out. We'll speak about that some other time. I need to kind of comb through the details of it, or they're going to let him out. But this game is just so full of fake, man. It just it bothers me. It bothers me to be associated with a game that's so fake. You know what I'm saying? Although I love the culture, but I think we got to edit the culture. Some, you know, we got to edit this culture, man, in certain spots. You know, especially when it comes to showing real love, we got to edit that. Let's not be fake with it. Let's not just, you know what I'm saying? Let's not do that. Like Casanova said, they hollering free him on the net. He ain't gone nowhere and they won't even visit him. That lends itself to what I'm telling you. It's the cool thing to do when 21 Savage get picked up by ICE. To put free 21 Savage praying for you, my brother. Free Casanova, man, the real 8. Kodak Black out, yes, Big Z's, we with you. Bobby Smurda, Smurda Gang, the best ever, yes, Lord. But when they was in the darkness, wouldn't nobody bring them no light? When they was left alone, wouldn't nobody keep them company? You know, I'm sure that they're learning lessons from it. You know what I mean? I'm sure that they not dumb, deaf, and blind. They understand that this is fake. These folk fake, man. These folk is fake, man. These folk, man, I was calling you from the jailhouse several times. And then when we did talk, you'll just tell me something fake. Yeah, let's put a play together. Yeah, I'm going to get with your people. And you never got with my people. Now I'm out. I can't keep you off my line. Even podcasts don't talk about it. They never talked about Smurda. People not talking about Casanova no more. People wasn't talking about Robbie Rebel, Kodak Black. When Kodak would get a situation where his lawyer put out something through the PR, nobody was picking those stories up. One post from Shade Room or something just to keep the relationship open. But nobody wasn't going hard and breaking down the details of these things because nobody cared. When you come home, you're more valuable. Now I can get you for an interview. I can get you to put this shirt on. I can get you to do this. I can get you to do that. Now it seems that, hey, man, we can win with you now. We love you. You know what I'm saying? And so if you can't be used, you're useless, man. And I just hate it that the game is surrounded around those things. You know? I also seen where El Chapo's wife was arrested. So they waited some time, you know, they probably got Chapo and all his people and nobody won't say nothing. You know, even though they've already convicted him and gave him his time, I think it may be some loopholes in these cases or some paperwork that can be filed to where it's not as concrete as they make it seem, and so they need something else. So they went and grabbed the wife for smuggling drugs or whatever, allegedly having something to do with the crime organization. And now, a couple days later, first they got her, you know, Chapo wife, you know, the first they got him and put a mug shot out and all that. And it's a funny thing, but what was crazy was, a couple days later, see, this is how you know something ain't right. If you offer me immunity, if you offer me, hey, you offer me some sort of immunity, how would this get leaked? How would this get leaked? Are you like, it's like they're trying to put a life in danger or trying to make it seem like there's even a chance there. Now, I don't know. We know some women not built for those circumstances, and sometimes they don't stand tall with those things because they're not as attached to it as we were, or as the people that's kind of the head honchos or the big homies, you know, in regards to that space is concerned. They just kind of for the ride, and they just happen to love the dude that was tied in with some very serious things. But anyway, the feds have released some sort of press release to say they offering her a new life for secrets on the cartel. Which says to me, y'all must don't have everything tied in that you need. You know, the idea that Chapo would ever get out is, could you imagine if Chapo got released? Boy, they'll be celebrating around here, boy. And I know in Mexico, they'll be celebrating like yeah, you know. And just looking at that, it's like, dang, man. Why would they release that? Why would they release the fact that if she tell, she get access to a new life? You already done voided that by saying that. You know, so it's trickery going on. Something's there, and I got to look into it. I haven't even looked into it, you know, far at all. I just seen it and was like, yeah, I want to speak about that. Now, if you are the woman, you know, that's in a position to ride with a dude, and you eat off the fruits of his labor. I always say, like, I see in the hood where, you know, you dealing with a dude and he getting real paper, and you know, you rocking Chanel and you rocking diamonds and you rocking this and that, living in a big house, you know, and the police come, and I've seen people turn. I didn't have nothing to do with that. That wasn't me. I didn't really have nothing to do with that. There's a thing called indirectly being involved. And sometimes they try to paint that over you, especially the first thing they want to see if you got kids. And that's the first game they play. Going to take your kids from you. Your kids were going to be waking up in a foster home. Don't you want to raise your kids? That's the first thing that they do. You know, they play with the children and act like that they going to, you know, take them. In some cases, they can. Other cases, they cannot. You know, so it's just a hell of a thing. It's just a hell of a thing. Y'all give me a second here. You know, that was your guy that just saying that, hey man, we took the highest risk when we was in the street. You know, while life was at risk, and we put some on the line you can't get back. Time. They catch us doing some of these things. We'll never get that time back. They lock us up 15 years, 20 years. You know, we'll never get that time back. So these little things dealing with money that we invest, 100 million here, sorry, 100,000 here, 200,000 here, 300,000 here, man, I can get some money back. And so it's important to have somebody like that on your team. Somebody with those visions, somebody that's a visionary that understands, hey, man, listen, we ain't stressing about no money, man. We done worked ourselves in a position where if we want to get some money, we can lower the number. And this is what I'm saying about rap. When you get hot, I don't see how they never fall off. Now, when you go cold, I understand. When you got a little momentum, I don't see how you fall off. Because what will happen is, say you getting 50 racks a show. and you just invested $2 million and things look like it's going left. Hey, let's go down to 30K a show right quick and double up the shows. And then in Yo Gotti case, let's get all these dudes. We need to get EST popping. All right, let's go get Bag, Doug, me, and Black Youngster. Let's do a tour and let him come out after us or in the middle of us or, you know what I mean? Let's jump on his records. Like, that's how you boost another person up. It's not a situation where the money is lost. It's not a situation where you can really actually, now I ain't saying you can't lose money, but when you have worked yourself in a place where this has turned into a money mound, this has turned to like picking apples off trees. Man, you was in a beautiful situation and you can't actually lose no money. Because you can work it. You can work the money. And then the money goes to working for you. And then now it's on autopilot. And then while that money over there working for me, I'm over here baking new cakes. Figuring out, you know, what the next two or three moves need to be so I can get ahead. You know what I mean? And that's always a blessing. That's always a beautiful thing. You see, so many people are lost in... Man, that's too risky, man. I can't do that, man. There's risk involved in that. Well, man, what if it don't work, man? Or what if this or that? Man, I invest my money in this stuff, man. Like, I'm knee deep in this, man. You know what I'm saying? So I understand where they come from. But I know for a fact once I work myself in a situation like they in, it ain't no way to lose. You know what I'm saying? But speaking on baby mamas, as I was talking about El Chapo wife, 6ix9ine, baby mama has came out, you know, saying that she's getting threats on the child's life, saying that that her child is waking up every day to hate and people calling her names and it's hurting her heart and things like that. And it was an emotional live, and I think it got took down a couple of times and she kept doing it, which that kind of struck me as odd. You know, I don't want to say it's a little cloudy. You know what I mean? I don't really necessarily want to say it's a little cloudy, but it struck me as odd. You know, I understand the pain that comes associated with, you know, your children being put in the crossfire, something that they never had anything to do with. And they didn't have any choice in picking the parent, you know, either one of them. You know, they was kind of brought into this situation and forced on the team, you know. So I definitely understand that, you know, and you can't necessarily switch your jersey, especially when you're young like that. You don't even really know what's going on. But with that being said, I think you can also use the fact that you don't even really know what's going on and the parent clocks out of it. The only thing I'm saying, you know, kind of wondering is like, go on and get off social media then. And then I know in some point you say, well, you know, I didn't do anything. I shouldn't have to switch my life like that. Yeah, you didn't do anything except sleep with a rat. Sleep with a little boy who you looked at like he really ain't knowing what's going on. Or he telling me, nah, blood, you really not like this. Like, what has happened to you? You know, by that time, could it have been too late? Possibly. But once we pull the card, it belongs to us. You know what I'm saying? Especially when them kids get involved. That's why I tell people, you know, about them children. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, any young dudes listening to me, you know, I know you out there doing your thug dizzle. I'm telling you on either side, you know, whether that's you go sour or she go sour, you got to be careful with them children, having them children by so many people and then expecting somebody else to come in, which happens, you know, it happens. You know, people come in sometimes and take care of other people's children and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I've done it. You know, my old lady got children. It's cool. But what I'm telling you is, sometimes that right there lends itself to, especially at a young age. When you get a little older, it's like, You know, I accept you like this here. This what it is. You know what I'm saying? But when you young sometime, you put yourself in a situation to have to carry these things, right? And you're not financially equipped to handle it. You know what I'm saying? Which, like I said, you going to find a way. Don't trust me. Black women, anyway, is all I can speak on. They going to find a way to make it happen. They're going to find a way to take care of the situation. I'm talking about from a standpoint of relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, or marriage and things of that nature. You just need to be careful with how you having babies. You know what I'm saying? And who you having babies with, man. Because that stuff gets very slippery. You know, that gets very slippery. And you see somebody like Sarah coming out and saying, well, I'm being harassed. You can't erase what, you know, whatever happened between y'all. And then on top of that, how you appearing on some of these documentaries. You know, we was in love. And then they probably thinking, man, he probably still got some kind of love for you. So I'm finna get at you. You see what I'm saying? You probably got some kind of, love for her. So let's push up on her. And then it's the internet. You know? It's the place where the voiceless have voices. So you got to also look at it that way. What I do think, though, is, man, if you really want to get away from that shit, go make you another page. Put it on private. Invite people you know. Maybe some of your really, really, really good fans that supported you or give you good quotes here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of clean your social media out. You know what I'm saying? But I think them documentaries don't help either, man. Them documentaries where you was in love with him, man. You loved him and you said you'll do whatever for him. And it don't matter what he is, you with him. When he colored his hair, you was down for him. When those things happen, I just think you got to really understand. People are seeing those things and reacting to those things in real time. Because while that's out, you also got him doing all kind of shit going on a promo run with the real niggas. See, you can't go on promo runs with the real niggas, man. It just ain't gonna turn out right, man. You know what I'm saying? You cannot go on promo runs with the real niggas, man. You can go on promo runs with the rappers. But you can't go on promo runs with the real niggas, man. You got to figure out some other kind of way to get your records going, beloved. But you can't go on promo runs with the real niggas. You're gonna get elected. You know what I'm saying? They heard Jay Prince, man. You running for president. We gonna lick you. You cannot do promo runs with the real niggas, man. And I'm sorry to say it, but that's just the truth. That's just how it is. Certain things got consequences. You know what I mean? Certain things ain't to be debated. You know what I mean? Certain things won't waver, no matter who's on the other side of it. You know what I mean? So the point is, you can't go on promo runs with the real nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I think that lends itself for you to be a part of that, man. And I feel for you, you know, on some level, man. But I say that's Big Loon advice. You know what I'm saying? Go get you a new gram, lock it up. You know what I mean? Make it private. Kind of filter through your however many hundreds of thousand followers you got. And see who you really mesh with and who I follow back, follow all them off the scribble. You see what I'm saying? Now, who you let follow you is a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, with the blogs, where they find your name, and this is her name, but if I'm on private and I'm not allowing folk to send me messages, they really can't get to me with that. You see what I'm saying? So that's my advice to you. But speaking of, we're going to stay in kind of stay in relationships. You know, speaking of relationships, Safari has came out. For those that you don't know, Safari got married to Love and Hip Hop star. That'd be funny, huh? Love and Hip Hop star Erica Mena. She had what was some would call a checkered past. And he was coming off the heels of a very long fight to get Nicki Minaj back. So it was a weird. See, again, I always think it's important to heal from things. You see what I'm saying? I always think it's important to heal from things, man. You never want to, man, you don't want to hit that same broke leg. Boy, that hurt like a, man, that, you see what I'm saying? So I always think it's important to heal, man. When you've been in something for so long or even dedicated a certain part of the brain to something and it goes left, there's a time now to where your mental health is in question. You see what I'm saying? Because love is associated or it's on the side of the brain that all the dumb shit is on. You know, slipping and falling and can't stop laughing and all that. Love is on that side of the brain. It ain't on the side where, you know, sound decisions and math equations and techniques. It ain't on that side. It's on the side of, yeah, slipping and falling and you know, just, it's on that side of things. You know what I'm saying? So when being on that side, everything on that side ain't you gotta heal from that. You just gotta heal from that. I don't see you being able to hit the gas. You know, I just don't. Not if you had really something invested in. If you playing, you know if you playing, so you know this don't apply to you. Because you playing. You ain't really, really, yeah, you just playing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really putting nothing into it. So the old people don't have to worry about what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that really, when they love somebody, they love them hard. And they do this and they do that and they try to make it work. You see what I'm saying? There's a time to heal. So with Safari still, I think what? Not long before that, he was fighting Meek or some shit because of still hanging on to that Nicki thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, she didn't give him time to really heal when it comes to that. Then with her, I can't even really tell you, you know, everything that I know. I know for a certain part she was bisexual and I think she had a girlfriend. I think it might have been Joe Budden's woman, now that I think about it. But whatever. What I'm saying is the point of the matter is they both really wasn't. I think before you get in a relationship, you should be alone for some time. I don't think I can be messing with you right here and then 2 weeks later I'm with Beloved. That's transferring all kind of energy that needs to be dealt with. You see what I'm saying? Especially if you, you know, because anything you try and fail from, there's a learning curve there. And love is no different. Like, we try with that and we fail. For whatever reason, we could make it worse. Man, we got to have some time to figure out, hold on, where did I go wrong? You know, where did this take a fall? You know, where did our feelings take a back seat? You know what I'm saying? So these are things you had to go through. And that's why sometimes I question the mental health. People say, well, you can't control women and you can't police their bodies. They don't police your body. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I just worry about the mental health sometimes when you. Now, if you're just having fun, that's one thing. But make that clear. Either you telling me these dudes is misinterpreting that you coming in telling them this ain't nothing. Yeah, we just linking. Yeah, we just linking. And they taking it and marrying you or marrying they self to you. Like, and I don't mean literally. I mean just, this my girl. You know, I just don't be seeing that type stuff taking place. I think either there's some. I don't know. I just can't say. Like I say, what I question is the mental health. I just want everybody to be in a healthy place where they calling themselves, you know, grabbing hold of other people and pouring into them, you know. You don't want to pour that bad energy. But Safari said getting married was the worst decision he could have ever made. Now, they probably about to do some sort of divorce and he looking at the numbers. You know, oh man, the last couple of years I done put in this situation done invested a half a ticket or two tickets or whatever it might be, you know, just in living and houses and all that, we finna have to break down. You know, and most time the men come out to lose unless it's just a whopping one-sided affair. As far as the girl got all the money, then sometimes the dude can win. But if the dude and the girl is kind of close financially, the dude gonna lose more than the girl gonna win. I'm sorry, the dude, you know what I'm saying. The dude gonna lose so that the girl can win. So I'm saying there's a winner and a loser in that, man. As far as when you're breaking this down and you gotta both gotta move out these houses, cause if I ain't here, you can't afford it. And so we got to settle this and this and that. Then I got to move into something. It kind of need to be the same, but now it's one person doing it. You see what I'm saying? It's just a thing. Then if it's kids involved, I gotta cut a check to that side of the street. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if there is kids involved. But, you know, we see a lot of things with these celebrity people, man, when they dating, you know what I'm saying? We see a lot of things, like, even with the Future and Russell Wilson thing, you know? Now, part of me says, Loon, is it a situation where Russell Wilson just happens to be famous and rich as well? You know, richer, some people would say. I really don't know what now one of them worth, so I don't know. But famous nonetheless and have cameras in his face, you know, and that's why you kind of get to hear some of these things. But sometimes I just wonder, is it shade there, dog? Cause it just be feeling funny. You know what I'm saying? Be feeling funny. It be feeling like, dog, why every time y'all come out, you got to speak on my kid? But then on the other end, he done played the game raw and I done married her. So now I'm talking about my family is what he's saying. See, it's a slippery slope happening right there. When he go, man, why you got to keep? See, because if it wasn't the marriage there, I can definitely say, nah, hell nah. He's slick on some other shit. You know, he's slick with the picking or he doing something funny. You know, it strikes me as odd how he's conducting himself. You know what I'm saying? It'll be something like that. But if I'm saying to myself, every time you come out, you got to mention my son. But Nick can easily say, I mention my family. You know what I'm saying? You gonna tell me I can't mention my family? Or you gonna act a ass about my little family? You gonna act a ass about that? Some people still saying, yeah, we finna turn it off. I'm gonna tell you one more time, don't mention that. It's on you what the outcome be. I'm chilling. You know, I ain't saying you can't do nothing. I'm saying with what you do comes to certain level of consequences. That's you though. You see what I'm saying? Some people think it's a game. If you think it's a game, then roll your dice. Just don't mention that no more. That's my last time saying anything face to face. I ain't mad. I ain't doing nothing, but I'm just pushing up on your team. Hey, sir, respectfully, don't let that come out your mouth no more. Now, you think it's a game, handle your bid. You think it's a game, handle your bid. You see what I'm saying? That's on you. You think it's a game, handle your bid. I'm just going, but you know. But, you know, on some level, it's like, I'm rich, man. I ain't worried about gab. Man, I'm over here and I had this one, that one, this one, that one. But see, people try to portray that as being unhappy. Yeah, you done had this one, that one, this one, that one. You ain't had nobody that you done really locked in with. But again, sometimes when I ain't trying to lock in, we playing my game. You know, and just because it ain't your game, y'all make it like I'm losing. I'm telling you, I like to play run and gun. That's the game I play. You understand me? Now, if I like to play fast-paced ball, and we happen to be playing fast-paced ball, and y'all look up at the score and I'm losing, we still playing my game. So I'm comfortable playing my game. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times women game is to get the love. most times men game is to hurry up and shoot. Run the score up. You see what I'm saying? Theirs is to run the clock out. Ours is to run the score up in most places. And then I know they saying that girls are switching it now where they, hey, man. Yeah, my style is run the score up. Yeah, they trying to run the clock out for me. Yeah, I don't want them running the clock out for me. They trying to run the clock out. I'm trying to run the score up. So I'm just having fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm just having fun and maneuvering. But I just don't know, man. Like, when you think about why you saying my son's name every time, man. Because I think, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, there's something that came out where Russell Wilson said he doesn't want Future to overextend himself. Hold on, I'm going to read it for y'all. All right, here it is. I'm going to read it. It says, in a new interview, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback claims that the fine China rapper who shares a son with wife Sierra can go months without even paying. So this is what it reads. Having several children. Man, that was a long time ago. Hold on. Okay, here it is. Having several other children with different women, Future is apparently having troubles in dividing the money needed for the kids. This is what that this thing is reading. But see, what's happening is Future got to play a game with the court. He got to teach you going to court don't get you nothing. You hear me? See, when you're dealing with that, going to court, I'm telling you, going to court the wrong thing. You go to court, man, you ain't getting nothing. I'm finna teach you about playing. Don't you know what I come from? Don't you know I know what I'm doing? Going to court, you ain't going to get nothing. Now, go to court you want to. You think it's a game? Go on. Now, I'm just saying. You think it's a game? That's on you. Go on, go to court you want to. You ain't. I'm telling you now. You ain't got to do all that. I'm going to handle my business. You know what I'm saying? But, nonetheless, this is what it's reading, and it says, without mentioning Future's name, Russell was quoted as saying Sierra and her ex constantly argue because he's not consistent and can go months without even paying. Listen, I can provide for my family without his little coins. Little coins. I'm sure he needs the money more than we do. He's got other kids in need. No need for him to overextend himself because we're set for generations ahead of us. Now, where's the lie? Now, I can say it ain't no capping going on in his rapping now. But at the same token, why you got to speak on me, though? What's going on, brother? Y'all arguing about me or what? What's going on? Why you got to speak on me? I ain't speaking. I don't even mention you. Why you got to, every time you got to speak on me and my little coins and this and that? You know I'm in court battling these greedy people, man. What y'all trying to say, man? What y'all doing? Y'all playing this game with me? You see what I'm saying? This is what. But I know Russell got some hundreds of millions, you know, in contracts with the NFL. So ain't no capping going on in his rapping, though. Ain't no capping going on in his rapping now. So, but he said he can go months without paying. Now that ain't saying that if I'm paying 20 racks a month, and I sent 100 racks, I don't pay for 5 months. I sent in 100 racks. Is it that type situation, or is you saying that he can go months without sending any funds for the kids? And how could you identify that if you got so much money and you don't care? Is she talking about it to you, or is it, see, that's when it's my name coming up behind the scene. Because every time folk come out, they got to talk about my son. It strikes me as odd. You see what I'm saying? I want to send a shout out, man, too, to Wallow and Gilly the Kid on Me and Not Worth a Game. They had an interview, and also I want to say, I think they making Joe Budden over there bend a little bit to any of these interviews, because, you know, usually when he talks to Gilly or he talks about them boys, he never kind of respected the numbers. But now he tries to say it's about some interviewing. You know, y'all always keep a guess, But now he finna start trying to get guests because he's seeing that I don't care how you stand at the top. If you stand at the top of them charts every week, you doing something. And if last year we go pull numbers and say, what was your most looked at episode? What was this? And we beating you in all these categories. It don't matter what you talking about, how we doing it. You're going to look up and we've been doing that for 10 years. You know, but Pooh Shiesta was on $1 million worth of game, and I like how Wallo handled it. You know, I like Wallo energy. Wallo a real one. You know, I kind of like his energy. It kind of seemed like, yeah, you know, so I can deal with that. Pooh Shiesty felt something when he was talking to him about, man, you made it out of South Memphis. And we're talking to him about his homeboys. He done his research. You know what I'm saying? He knowing them, and I can feel it with dude, man. Wallo felt something. You know, and I think that's missing out this game on your way up. Or as you getting the money, somebody in position. I say, hey, man, listen. Remember this now. I just did 30. That's why I got dudes I'm want to put in position like that. I'm one of them ones that, you know, I'm giving the game out. It ain't even nothing to talk about. I'm giving the game out. It's an understood thing. You know, my position in this game can't be duplicated. The things I'm going to say to rappers, the things I'm going to say to the people, the interviews I'm going to have can't be duplicated. You know? My way of thinking can't be duplicated. The same with Wallo. When Shiesty sat down in there, he just felt it. He wanted to get to him about this. And, man, keep your head on the swivel, man. Don't let him pull you back this way, man. It ain't worth this, this, that, and the third. You know, and I really could appreciate that. You know, we rather see those. And then you also want to see some of the antics like a Joe Budden and Yachty interview where you get some information from it. But that felt like that Wallo felt something with Shiesty. And he just wanted to. I want to say this to you, bro. I ain't say this to Von. I had something I wanted to say to Von. Man, I said it off camera, man. I could have. Let me lead with the game. You know, and game respect game. So I understood every bit of it. And I said, man, I can really appreciate that, man. That was real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? That was real talk. I seen where the little boy, Corvette, hopping. I seen what he posted the other day. I'm independent artist. I have no label. So thanks y'all to all my fans. See, they cut his legs off so he can get a deal. See, the difference is they let, and not that the little boy is like 6'9", I want to be clear, but he was already in the game. So, you know, on his way up, though. So, on his way up, they try to cut him at the legs. Now, he may still can go and do something, but they cut his legs off. When they attached him to that, I wonder how did that happen? Who done, what was that about? Because that shit went super viral, you know, and that shit, I don't know what that was about, but they cut his legs off. I bet you he was in. I said, anybody else had a song like that with Lil Uzi and that viral, they got a deal. But they've made you radioactive. You know, with the snitch thing. That shit radioactive. You know what I'm saying? Especially for somebody that they look at and they don't see tough. You know, you look at him and you don't really see, you know, man, he going, I ain't playing, you know. You don't see that. You know, that right there, they make you radioactive. Now it's hard to deal with because the artist is telling their people from the label, I'm not doing nothing with him. I can't do nothing with him. I can't do this with him, man. He did this. Or they looking at him like this. That's what cut him out. But I guarantee you, any other song that goes viral like that, that got that many impressions and that much engagement on TikTok, and plus you put Lil Uzi Vert on the remix, that's gone. That's gone. You got a deal. Them folk coming to give you some money to align themselves with that. Believe that. I want to speak about, too, man, Dave Chappelle. But before I speak about that, I want to speak on Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs was on Joe Rogan podcast, and within the first 10 minutes of the podcast, said one of the most horrendous lines ever known to the streets. He told Joe Rogan he shot a crackhead 9 times and they kept him running. He told a, you shot what 9 times with a Tech 9 and it kept running? See, that's the thing about us. You know, when we, and Freddie Gibbs is a pretty swift guy. You know what I'm saying? I went on to listen about 30 minutes of it. He's pretty swift guy. He know if he knows something, we'll have a great conversation. But that's the thing when we get around our Caucasian brethren. You know, why do we always want to up the scope? You understand what I'm saying? Our Caucasian brethren on them might say, yeah, I walked 2 miles there. Yeah, man, well, I ran 6 miles backwards. You know, I was out there for, and then, you know, I did in less than 2 hours, but I ran 6 miles backwards, you know, and then after I got done with that, I cooked some eggs and a bacon sandwich, and then I also ran on the treadmill for 16, you know, miles and did a comedy skit. Like, it's like, bro, let's relax, bro. Let's just relax and have a conversation. See, me, I need to have a conversation with Joe Rogan about, I want to pick his brain about a lot of different things, but we ain't going to get in there. And I shot a such and such 9 times, man, you know, and he kept running, you know. And I know it's probably a joke because, as I listen, he has a lot of little bits he does. You know, where it's like, okay, he's clearly joking. But within the first 10 minutes, my brother, that's when the highest engagement is. How you know? It was just funny to see, man. Shout out Freddie Gibbs and Rogan. Y'all did y'all thing. And the other guy on there, I forgot your name, my brother. But I dig you, too. I know you've been around. I've listened to a couple of interviews with you. So you're a pretty cool guy. I like y'all guy. Yeah, man. So, yeah. See what else we want to talk about today, y'all. So, Lil Uzi Vert and JT apparently, or what, allegedly go back and forth on Instagram Live prior to making up like we all do in relationships. Lil Uzi Vert tweeted, turned the hoe into a housewife. And then JT tweeted, turned the trick into a husband. Again, they went on to make up, you know, as they should. But I just wanted to take some time to have a conversation about this, you know, about the whole turning something into something. Now, when we talk about turning something into something, what are we saying? Are we saying that I met you as this and I showed you, you know, what real love was when I didn't have to? Because that's how I look at it. Like, when a person said they turn a hoe into a housewife, it's almost like saying, you just really wanted me to pay you to fuck you. You really like me, but I could have just hit you one time and been done with it. But instead, I really kept it real with you. And instead of it being a one-night stand, it really turned into a thing. Is that turned the hoe into a housewife? Or like with her? Is it when a girl said, I turned the trick to a husband, and she's saying, you know, is she saying, you really just wanted to spend some money on me? If I just let you hit me one time, I could have just juiced you out of plenty of money and really never even let you hit it. But I really let you hit it, and I really loved on you. and I really took you in and stood by you. Is that what that other side mean? You know, I'm just examining what it feel like. Because again, you know, looking at those kind of situations, they get real slippery. You know what I'm saying? You say to yourself, man, don't you know I could have just hit that and kept it moving? But instead of hitting that and keep it moving, get what I done? I kept it gangster with that. Yeah, I kept it gangster with that. And she turned out to be, yeah, she pressure. Yeah, she pressure. You know what I mean? And then on the woman side, he was nice and good looking to me. He was just gonna spend money on me. I brought him on in, kept a gangster with him, stood by him, stood for him, and stood with him. You see what I'm saying? Is we dealing with those things, man? Because both of those could be blessings. They could be real things. They could be you showing some integrity. You know what I'm saying? You could have juiced that man out his money and you kept it real. Or you could have just went and hit her one time and never saw her again. And you reeled on in and showed her, nah, I know how to conduct myself as well. You know, those things got to be appreciated. But then when you get mad and you run online and you say things like that, then people go to wondering, like, damn, man, was it really real? You know, but that's the thing with social media. It's such a new format, such a new space. You know, we know so little about it. We're not in a position to be able to examine that at a high level. Be able to say this is what this really does to someone, having the ability to do that right when they press it, you know, right when they feel it, have it right at their fingertips to be able to say it right then, is not a situation that people understand just yet. You know, it's going to take years before we know what the studies is of this kind of stuff. It's too new. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, man, that's why they say with celebrities, somebody got to take your phone. You know? And you just got to be mad at me. You know what I'm saying? But because you're going to end up saying something or doing something that you shouldn't have done. You know what I mean? And putting us all in a situation to regret what just happened. You see what I'm saying? Now it's going to be your boy. There's a guy on Instagram named Hush Puppy, right? Been indicted, supposed to be one of the top hackers, the GOAT, supposed to be the GOAT, you know, with the methods, you know what I'm saying? $1 million dude looking like, you know, it's what it looked like when you go follow him on that ground. You know what I'm saying? But in the feds had released something where they said that he helped North Korea scam for $1.3 billion. And for some strange reason, in this press release, they mentioned Black China. Said, man, well, it looked like he tried to impress Black China on the way out. You know, meaning before he was indicted. You know, and they took a look in at that. I think he flew helicopters and this and that with her. He was already riding Bentley, but see, a lot of that can be capped. It can be rented. It's so many things written off. It's so many things. But the way he was living, you know, he had to have some liquid too. You know what I'm saying? He had to have some paper put up. But sometimes, man, it'd be our downfall trying to show a girl. You know, man, you know what I'm saying? This how I'm living. You don't know me. So, he probably felt like he ain't know me. I ain't famous. So, I got to go a certain level so you know I ain't capping. Because you know all this can be capped. You know, as far as the cars and the, you know, I can be scamming slick good. You know what I'm saying? But we talking about I'm set for life is what he probably was portraying. You know what I mean? Because he was locked in. You know what I'm saying? So he probably thinking I'm set for life. So he want to show you this ain't that little boy playing. This is I'm set for life. You know what I mean? And they just looked at that like, boy, he did a lot. He let her take pictures. You know, because that's part of the thing now. We let you take pictures. I seen some drug lord sons on that gram talking. You know what I'm saying? I think it might have been Chapo when he was on the run. I think his son and them was on there talking, or somebody was on that, like, when he, yeah, they on that gram. They on that gram getting off. So, it's just a situation where you must be, you know, head on the swivel. Head on the swivel. Again, man, another episode. It's Up There Podcast with your boy. Appreciate everybody for reaching out. We appreciate everybody for liking, subscribing, listening to this point. You know, all the way to the end. And we appreciate you, man. Like I say, it's Up There Podcast, man. The fastest growing podcast on the market. Sponsorships, LonnyLuciano.com. I'm sorry, LonnyLuciano@gmail.com. TMcClain2014@gmail.com. Hey, man, we getting to it, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Go.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.